For someone listening to this message, it is the commencement of a journey to destiny. For someone else, it is a confirmation. For yet another, it is a continuation of a journey to destiny. As you listen to the senior pastor, Daystar Christian Center, Pastor Sam Adeyemi, the word will work wonders in you and for you.
To encourage us, Luke chapter 14. Turn your Bible with me to Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14, we'll read verses 28 to 30. Help me to touch someone next to you and tell the person, this year you will prosper more than ever before. If you believe it, say amen. It's getting pretty rough outside. But interestingly, by the time you reckon at the end of the year, it will be the year you've been most blessed financially. It will be the year you've been most blessed materially. I believe that for myself. I'll ask you to please keep a record of your finances this year. If you have never done so, please keep a record of your finances this year. As it's getting worse outside, God's power is flowing into your finances, and you are going to prosper more than you ever did in your life in Jesus' name. We had testimonies on the 31st December. Someone said his income in 98 was more than his total income for the previous 10 years. Another person said that his income in 98 was more than his total income for the previous 15 years. But in 99, we will have a testimony. Someone will say that in 99, his income was 100 times his income in 98. If you were here during Star Wars, you will remember God gave us a word like that. That's why I'm saying that somebody will have that testimony, that their income in 99 was 100 times the income for 1990. I'm not sure if it's for everyone, but someone knows. Let the person tell somebody he's talking about me. Amen. Luke chapter 14 from verse 28. We're going to read together right up to verse 30. Let's go. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first, and counted the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it, lest haply, after he had laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build, and was not able to finish. What God starts with you this month, he will finish by December. Lord, in Jesus' name we ask, let the grace and the power behind these scriptures surge into our lives today. We will build this year. We will lay the foundation. We will finish it. We will not be mocked. We will not be embarrassed. We will be celebrated in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, my message this morning is very simple. Put first things first this year. First things first. First things first. It was Christ here describing the process of accomplishing or achieving your desires. And the first thing he says in verse 28 is, for which of you intending to build a tower this year, one, you must have a goal, a definite goal. You must have a definite desire. The question I want to ask is, what are you going to build this year? Is this year going to be like any other year? Do you have any desires, any aspirations? Do you have any dreams? Are you out to achieve anything specific? You must have a definite goal. You must have a definite desire. What do you intend to build? What do you intend to build in your spiritual life? Everyone who builds a building always has a picture in his mind before he describes it to the architect who draws it on the plan. You must have a definite desire. And by the time you talk to the architect, please help me to draw out the plans for my new house. I want to build a house. The architect says, what kind of a house do you want? Say, well, I don't know. I just want to have a house. How many rooms do you want? Well, I'm not sure, but just make sure it's a house. How many stories? Well, I don't really care. I just want a house. The architect will recommend you or refer you to somebody else. You are about to confuse him. He was not taught to do his job that way. Amen. You must have a definite for which of you intending to build. What do you want to build in your spiritual life? Will your prayer life remain the same that it was last year? Will your communion with God, your intimacy with God, your spiritual maturity be the same? Will the level of spiritual power in your life this year be exactly the same thing it was in the past year? Will your study of the word, your understanding of the word, your level of insight and revelation still remain the same? Will your level of service and commitment to God remain the same? Will you achieve just exactly the same results you achieved for God last year? What do you intend to build in your spiritual life? How many souls do you want to bring into God's kingdom? In what capacity are you going to serve God in the new year? What do you intend to build, maritally speaking? What do you intend to build? You want to have your wedding, engagement and wedding? What do you intend to build? You want to get an accommodation so you can settle down with your family, or you want to get a new accommodation? You want to get some new school for your children? Or what do you intend to be? But you've got to have a definite goal and a definite desire. I have never seen a big thing that happened to appear by chance. I thank God Jesus used the illustration of a building. I have never seen someone who suddenly stumbled on a building. Say, congratulations, how did you get the house? Say, I just found it. They will arrest you. If they catch you, maximum kirikiri. You entered somebody. There is no building that suddenly appears. They are built. So, if God is or Christ is comparing our success and achievements in life to the acquisition of a building, then the point is you can't succeed by chance. Can't. A successful life, you never stumble on a successful life. A successful home is not something you stumble on. If you're just coming into the new year and your home is in trouble, there's a whole lot of hassle in your home, and you're coming to the new year and you're not sitting down to decide that you want to achieve more harmony and some more happiness and joy and love in your family, and you are not sitting down to calculate how much it will cost and what you have to get to achieve it, it will get worse this year. That's the plain truth. A research was carried out in the United States several years ago, and they found out that only 3% of people, 3% of human beings, that was even in America, had definite goals that they wrote down and specified the goals, the time or deadline for its accomplishment. They specified the possible obstacles they would come across and how they were going to resolve those obstacles. Only 3%. And they found out another 10% had goals but did not write them down at all. They were vague goals and desires. They didn't write them down. They were not sure of what problems they would come across or how they would solve those problems when they come across them. And after 25 years, they found out that the 3% that had goals and specified them in details had accomplished 50 to 100 times more than the 10% that had goals but didn't write them down. The remaining 87% were just drifting aimlessly through life. And amongst them, you found the most frustrated people, those who were going to jail. Many people are in prison because they did not decide to be anywhere else. Life carried them there. It's by the time they land there, they ask themselves, what am I doing here? The question is, You are doing what you are doing here because you did not decide to do anything anywhere else. Now, if it's 3% in America where the literacy level is high, and there are more graduates, of course, in Nigeria, I just wonder what the percentage is that have goals and write them down and detail how they are going to raise the money, how what possible problems they may come across, and how they are going to resolve the problems. I wonder what the percentage is in Nigeria. I hope it's not 0.3%. But the reason why I'm preaching this message this morning is because every member of Daystar, even if it's 0.1% in Nigeria, every member of Daystar must be part of the 0.1% that is succeeding with their lives. What do you desire or intend to build? You must have goals. Specific, definite goals, because success is the achievement of definite goals. Why don't people set goals? Number one, fear. Fear that they may not accomplish those goals. Two, a poor self-image. A poor self-image. The picture they hold inside about themselves is not good enough. So, and that limits the goals that they set for themselves. Was on a salary of 3,200 naira last year. He wants to set a goal for himself this year. He sets a goal of 3,600 naira. Or at most, if he stretches himself 4,000, because he does not see himself as being worth more than 4,000 naira a month. The one who has a radical change in his self-image, who suddenly knows they may pay me 3,200 naira today, but that's not my worth and my value. Then he can, in the new year, set a new goal for himself and put it at 25,000 naira or 50,000 per month. He doesn't know how he's going to get it, but he knows he's worth it. And because he's made up his mind to get it, God will give him the how. When your self-image increases, your goals also improve along with your self-image. And then number three reason, some just don't know how. That's why they don't set goals. That's why you're in a church like this, so that you can find out how. We have tapes, Planning for Success 1 and 2, that you can buy. You can know how. And the fourth reason is because of what I call rapture fever. That one is only a sickness for born-again Christians. Jesus will come any moment from now. So there's no point trying to accomplish any dangerous thing except marriage. I find out they want to marry, but they can delay everything else because Jesus is coming soon. Jesus will come any moment from now. And some are even almost praying that you should just wait for them to get married. And then he can come. Amen. But there's rapture fever, and it's always been in the church. Apostle Paul thought Jesus was coming during his lifetime. He didn't come. 2,000 years now, Jesus has not come. What if he doesn't come in 50 years' time? If you don't have any specific plan for 50 years' time, you'll be drifting. That's the major problem of the church. We don't plan for 100 years' time. We don't plan for 200 years' time. The secular world outside plans for 50 years, plans for 100. And when it's 100 years' time and Jesus has not come, they are busy reaping the fruits of the seeds they sowed because they determined where they wanted to go. The church did not plan to be around for another 100 years because Jesus is coming now. Even Christ himself said when he will come that two people will be grinding at the mill. So it's not as if everybody will now be sleeping on the bed and be waiting for Jesus to come. He says someone will be laid and the other person will be caught up. Two people will be out in the field. One will be caught up. In other words, Jesus expects that Christians should be out trying to accomplish things by the time he will come. May Jesus find you accomplishing big things when he comes. Rapture fever. You've got to have definite, specific goals. The point is this. Even if you don't accomplish all of them, you will find out at the end of the year that even if you accomplished only half, you did not remain where you were last year. It's a world of difference. But for me, I have found out there's no better last year for me. It has not been since I knew Jesus and started having definite desires for each new year. It's awesome. I sit down at the end of last year, you know, by the 1st of January, I sat down, took my calculator and all my records and began to add up God's blessings and whatever it was for last year, and I was excited. Hallelujah. 98 was better than 97. So 99 will be better than 1998. Success is measurable. Can you imagine playing a football game where there's no goalpost? No goalpost. And you ask, where's the goalpost? They say the person who scores the highest is the winner. Okay, so where is the goal? They say, just kick it. It is invisible. When you score, we will tell you, I won't play in that kind of game. You want to deceive me? So you are here, you kick it in this direction. They say, no, it did not score. You kick it there. They say, you didn't score. You kick it there, say you did not score. You kick it up, you did not score. So where is the goalpost? Success can't be defined without specific goals. If you don't know what you are looking for, by the time you find it, you won't recognize it. That's why you may even get more money during the year and still not be happy and fulfilled and satisfied. We've got to specify what it is, and I encourage it has to be with a balance. All right? Jesus says here, for who of you intending to build a tower? I was sharing with you where the church is going, success power. I have them in details. We said each member of the church will have at least 10 goals. I have 10 for one particular, each particular area of the things that I'm doing, and I'm involved in so much. Goals, all of, but they are specified. And every day I sit down with them, refine them, break them down into details. That takes us to the second point. For which of you intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first. Everybody say first. We've got to put first things first. Jesus said the first thing to do is not to run to the site. Clear the site. Begin to dig and excavate the. He said the first thing to do is to sit down. Help me to tell someone next to you, sit down. Your success at sitting down will determine your success at standing up. When you write an examination in the institution and you don't do very well, they tell you to do receipt. Receipt means you did not sit down properly the first time. So go and sit down again. Amen. Seated, not down. That's the first thing to do. It's not running around. Ecclesiastes 10:10 says, if the iron is blunt, then you must exact more strength. He says, but wisdom is profitable to direct. Before you start running, decide where you are even going. Because there are people who will be running during the year and they will say, in fact, I'm making very good time. I'm running at a good speed. Although I'm not sure of where I'm going, but I think I'm making good time. You are making good time going where? Well, you're not even sure of where you're going. So sit down first. Architects sit down to do their jobs. Have you seen an architect carrying his drawing board around and drawing the plan of a house? Do you see them on the road? You don't see them on the road. They don't do it like, say, what are you doing? Say, I'm drawing the most beautiful building in the world. You have not seen anything. On the road. So that's why all those who refuse to sit down to plan their lives will have to resit. You will always have to come back to that point. Planning is the key to success. So he says, you've got to sit down and plan. Break it down. When will you get it? How will you get it? Who are the people to be involved? And when you sit down, what are you supposed to do? He says, sit not down first and counted the cost. Whether he have sufficient to finish it. You've got to budget. Count the cost. What will it take you? What will it cost you? Now let me say this. Before I jump over that point. You will find out that the things you have to do this year will either be, will be described by two words. Important and urgent. They will either be important or unimportant. They will either be urgent or not urgent. This year, you won't have all the time you require to do the things you want to do. But this year, you will have all the time you need to do the things you need to do. There's a difference. There are many things you want to do. You won't find all the time in the world to do them. But you will find enough time to do the most important things that you need to do to succeed. This year, you will have to say no to some things to be able to say yes to some other things that are very important. This year, you will have to prioritize your time. And you will find out that the things that come up to you trying to get your attention this year, some of them will be urgent, some of them will not be urgent. Some will be important, some will not be important. But I would just want to warn that it is not all urgent things that are important. Most of the urgent things you will come across this year will be time wasters. Things that look really, really urgent. If you keep running after things that look urgent, you will leave some important things behind. Some things are urgent and important. You must address them. But usually by the time something is urgent and important, it is at crisis stage. Example. You've not been reading all through the semester as a student. And now your exam timetable is out and it's 10 days to the exam. And you suddenly realize you don't know anything. Reading has become urgent and important at the same time. At the beginning of the semester, it was important, but it was not urgent. But it's 10 days to exam now. But I must warn, don't live most of your life doing that, because by the time most things come into that sphere of urgent and important, they are at crisis stage. Telling your wife, I love you, is not urgent. You can say it in the evening. And by the time you come in the evening, if you are tired, you can say it tomorrow morning. And tomorrow morning, if you don't feel like it, you can say it when you come back in the evening. And in the evening, you can even say it next week. Buying your wife a card can wait till next week. You know? The day your wife tells you, I'm sorry, I don't love you anymore. There's no love in my heart for you again. The love that I had for you has died. I think it would be better for us to separate. At that point, saying I love you to your wife and buying a card has become urgent and important. They must not hear it. What did I do to you? I don't know. There's no specific. Is it the small quarrel we had? It's not the small quarrel. It has been building up since last year. When was the last time you said I love you? I love you. It has become urgent and important. Now, what I'm trying to get at is this. If you spend most of your life addressing things that are important but not urgent, they won't go to crisis stage. You will have very few in this area of urgent and important. Most of the things that are important, the most important things in our lives, usually don't look urgent. Like what I'm preaching now. Sit down, plan, write. Does it look important? Where will you be in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years? What score do you want? What grades do you want to score in your exam? It doesn't look, you are just getting admission this year. And Reverend Sam is already saying that you should write down the grade you will take out of the final exam when you are getting your degree in 4 or 5 years' time. It doesn't look urgent. But you see, it's too late in your final year to decide to score a first class. Sometimes even a second class upper. It's too late. Usually, if you get a first class, you start from the first semester of the first year. Am I right? All right. First things first. So this month, especially this week, sit down and plan detail. Let me try and close on this verse 29. Lest happily after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him. So you must also lay the foundation. After all the planning and everything, my major message to you this year is you must take action. Or else, the whole thing will remain on paper. Some people are millionaires on paper. Some are millionaires in their minds. Who wants a millionaire in his mind? We want a millionaire who has cash. Some are writing V-Boot and Pajero and Prado on paper. Who wants to write Prado on paper? We want Prado on the ground. Amen. There are successful people in marriage. The success is only on paper. We want someone who can run a joyous, fulfilling, satisfying family, for God's sake. I don't want to be a successful pastor on paper. I want to be a successful pastor on the ground. They don't recognize you for what you are planning to do. They recognize you for what you have done. Hallelujah. See, I'm planning to, and some people by December 31st, I'm planning to. January is enough for planning, amen. In fact, some of the things you have to do, you better start doing now, for God's sake. Amen. Some of us need to kill procrastination. You know, on was it New Year's Day, I was hitting off on the first project, and I said, should I wait till next tomorrow? I just jumped on my feet. This is the 1st of January. Don't leave till tomorrow what you can do today. I quickly jumped up and got it moving. Amen. Because in 2 weeks, I want to have the first product, the first results I'm getting in the year to encourage myself. Because this year is a year of great accomplishments. Now, he says that above all, you must have commitment. Whatever it will take, I will finish this building projects. They won't mock you. I said they won't mock you. You have chosen to be a Christian. Be a Christian 110%. If you backslide this year, they will mock you. And the only thing why you can backslide is that if you don't have specific goals for your spiritual life, and if you don't have enough commitment to pull through, if you are not ready to pay the price, he says you won't be able to finish. And he says people will mock you. What's the use of coming to church in the first place? I've come too far to go back. What will I be going to build with the devil? So whatever it will take this year, I will give it. They won't mock me. They won't mock you this year. You have started your academic pursuit. Give it whatever it will take. All the jesting and going and roving about parties won't help you. Sit down. Even if it is fellowship that will not allow you to get a good grade, we won't praise you in the church when you come with a poor grade from school. You say, this person does not look like a star. Failing exam all the time. You say, but Lord, I was going to fellowship all the time. That's why you are more anointed. You can heal the sick and raise the dead, but you can't pass exam. What you sow is what you reap. So, they won't mock you. If you're a student this year, you start from the beginning of the semester, you will pass. Your best results are coming this year. If you're a business person, your best year is here. I said your best year is here. In business, they won't mock you. In marriage, they won't mock you. You won't start the marriage and get midway and find trouble. Mighty name of Jesus. If you believe God with me, say amen. How many people have written down 10 goals? This is God's word to you. All the goals you have written down with determination and positive action, all of them will come to pass. And there are people here who at the end of April will have to review their goals. Some, 8 out of 10 will be finished by the end of March. So you will have to review your goals. God will beat your imagination. Where human ability stops, God's supernatural ability will take over. So where your goals stop is where God will now start his own with your life. This is the year of supernatural speed. It's your year of open doors. In the mighty name of Jesus. As I am praying here now, doors are opening for you outside. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bow your head with me for a moment and thank God. Which of you intending to build? Just roll over the pictures in your mind and begin to thank God for the accomplishment. Lord, I thank you because in my business, this and this are going to happen this year. Lord, I thank you because in marriage, I'm going to achieve this and this year. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I give you praise. I give you glory. I thank you because in my ministry, I'm going to take giant strides, Lord, this year. I give you praise and glory. I thank you. Lord, I thank you because in my career, I'm going to take this course and I'm going to pass it. I'm going to take this exam and I'm going to pass. Lord, I thank you for that new job that is coming my way this year. I give you the praise and the glory. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for all the things I've written down. You know them. Play up the pictures in your mind. Which of you intending to be healed? I give you thanks, Lord. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you thanks. I give you praise. I give you glory. Thank you, Lord. 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 Now, the Bible says God calls those things which be not as though they were. Begin to call them done. Prophesy on your own life. You are your own prophet this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my income for this year is 5.2 million, my personal income, in the name of Jesus, my income, Lord, this year is 500,000. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. It's going to be exactly double. Prophesy on your own life. You are your own prophet this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my income for this year is 5.2 million, my personal income, in the name of Jesus, my income, Lord, this year is 500,000. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. It's going to be exactly double. It's going to be exactly 3 times. Lord, out of previous year, Lord, it's going to be 10 times. Lord, it's going to be 20 times. Lord, it's going to be 50 times. Lord, I thank you for that new line of business that I'm starting. Lord, I thank you for favor. Favor is coming my way. Lord, I thank you, Lord, because they're going to send for me this year. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. There are bigger contracts, bigger consulting contracts, bigger supplies coming my way this year. Lord, I give you praise and glory. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the land, oh God, that I desire so much to buy this year. Lord, I thank you for the building of my house this year. Lord, in Jesus' name, I praise you. I give you glory. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for my wedding day. I can see that beautiful wedding day, see myself in the wedding gown. I praise you, Jesus. I give you glory and praise, for with you nothing shall be impossible. I call those things which be not as though they were. I'm a new person. I'm a new man. I'm a new woman. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. It's better for me this year than it was last year. I give you the glory and the praise for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you have your 10 goals around, will you please hold them and I'm going to pray. We'll give you praise, Jesus. Let's rise up to our feet to pray. We give you praise, Jesus. 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 Let's pray. If your goals are not here, just lift your hand up to the Lord and we pray. We give you praise, Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you. I declare today as your servant, the birth of new desires, the birth of new dreams, the birth of definite goals. Lord, this year, there's direction. This year, I thank you. I release power on every goal, power on every desire. I declare now every obstacle of the devil on the way of those desires destroyed in the name of Jesus. This is the year of fulfillment, year of satisfaction. I give the praise and the glory and the thanks for it. Lord, as I'm praying, doors are opening outside. As I'm praying, the hearts of men are being moved on our behalf. As I'm praying, angels are moving on our behalf. God, we have written them down. Let the power of God turn them into realities. Every being that is designed on paper, I call them into manifestation. In the name of Jesus, everything that is written down, I command release from heaven on the behalf of everyone in the mighty name of Jesus. The curse of failure is broken. The curse of failure is broken. The curse of failure is broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, from this week, I declare a season of celebration because the first goal will be coming to As we leave the service today, we thank you. As we start work tomorrow in the office, we thank you. Faith will begin to flow. Let us promotion will come by the power of the Spirit of God. New opportunities will open up for us. Those things are coming to pass. I have prophesied, Lord, and I thank you it's coming to pass that by the end of March, some people's goals are accomplished. By the end of April, some are accomplished. It's our in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for it. I praise you for it. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. I said praise.
We believe that the wonders of the Word of God have begun. You are destined to succeed. You will succeed. For additional tapes, CDs, and books, please contact us through the address on this CD. God bless you.